for the time being, are we recording?
Yes.
Yeah, are we like crawling through caves?
Wait, hold on. We're not crawling anywhere. We still have a mosquito on someone's shoulder. None of us have seen except for Sam.
Yeah, no one's noticed it, so. Yeah.
Well, Sam did just start really humming.
Yep. So everyone who looks towards Sam, they see this like totally entranced mosquito on their shoulder, just basically drooling in mosquito.
Kid.
Listening to them sing and focused on their mouth.
Sam!
Subtle.
Do we still have message?
Yeah, actually, we probably do. Yeah. But that's like hours, right?
I think it's like 10 minutes level or something.
It's great to have Theron yelling in my ear.
It is 140 minutes, yes.
It goes up to the keep reminding me, you don't have to yell!
Can Sam, like, non-threateningly, like, pick it up off his shoulder and just,
yes,
like, hold it
if
out?
If you're gentle.
Like still humming, but, like, looking at y'all, like
Bada help. Grabs it, because apparently Sam's just, like, holding this towards Bada for some reason.
Just holding it out, not to you. He's like...
Bada, it's an adorable mosquito. I like sucking blood. Desert mosquito.
Absolutely the cutest thing ever, sucking the blood out of your victim.
It has gigantic eyes.
Yima, I have my limits.
did Bada actually grab the mosquito?
Apparently.
Okay. Well, now you've got a mosquito in
your hand. Was it gentle?
I say hello.
Who, me?
Yes.
Did you grab it gently?
Yes.
Okay.
Is like
I'm gonna squish it.
Absentmindedly, it buzzes its wings a little bit. Not enough to actually pick itself up, but just to kind of go make a chorus.
What are we doing with this mosquito, Yima?
Well, you can talk to it, right, Bada?
Why are we talking to a mosquito?
To tell us where to go.
It's a cave. We just go down the cave. Why are we in a cave?
Sam?
My God.
Sam grabs... like Bada's wrists and like holds them tight together and like looks at him like pleadingly, so like, and then stops humming.
Huh?
Mosquito blinks, buzzes, blinks, buzzes.
Okay,
buzzes.
Sam was like, just hold it tight.
All right,
because it was going to eat my face.
I'm sorry. Is there any scenario where this thing just isn't going to die?
It's just a bug.
Why are we focusing so much on it?
Doing it.
Kill it.
Talk to it.
Hello?
Wild empathy.
4, 5, 6. 26.
Don't eat me, don't eat me. Don't crawl inside my body and eat me.
I'm scared.
I'll show you hiding places. Don't eat me.
This gets worse and worse.
Are you scared or is the mosquito scared?
We're both scared.
What? Bada looks like they're becoming increasingly more frightened and concerned.
Can you ask it where the entrance to the locust is?
Do you think it knows what the locust is?
Ask it.
I'm talking to it. Why not?
Do you know what the locust is?
Yes, there's thousands of them.
No. Okay. Ask him if there is a place that is particularly dangerous, strange, or not like the rest of this cave.
Right here. Right now.
Theron, Arden grabs you by the cheek and snaps your neck.
Strength roll.
Is there... Okay, I won't eat you.
It relaxes.
Tempting as that is.
What?
Sam has his arms crossed.
Say, is there some place that's off limits to you or...
Where the locusts live.
What are these locusts?
Evil, 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 evil.
What kind of evil?
Very evil.
He thinks you're saying locusts.
I know. Moving for a good clarification.
What are we?
They're crawling inside.
One half of this conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just hearing whatever Bada says. For the record, Bada rolled really high on this wild empathy.
What do they do? What do they do to you?
They crawl inside your bodies and control you while they eat you.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Journey's over. We're done. Let's go.
I mean, that does kind of sound Spire-y.
This does not sound Spire-y. It just sounds... Okay, is there something... Does a person normally come by here?
You're strange.
Yeah, does another strange person like me come by around here? Not necessarily.
Is your blood good?
No.
Like the locust. I'm hungry. Feed me. I'll show you where to hide.
Keep in mind, this is a mosquito.
Yes, I know.
It will not eat food.
Also, keeping in mind, it has the mind of a mosquito, so it's like, oh, God.
Do you still have your moth?
Yeah.
I'm not going to feed the moth.
I wasn't suggesting that.
Oh, it's like the familiar. It just doesn't exist when when we're not talking about it.
It's in their hair.
It's like Franklin just...
Franklin's just in the hair, like, I'll kick his butt. If he touches me, I'll whoop him. I'm the one who's in charge here.
Okay, is it safe to go down deeper in this...
Danger, danger, danger. Go outside, die.
Because it's dangerous to go inside, but if we go outside, we die.
Hiding places, hiding places.
Why do we want to go hiding places?
So you don't die.
Okay, look, you're very small. You're very tiny. I'm sure hiding places for you are smaller.
Hiding places for me and friends.
Okay, sure. Show me these hiding places. Why not?
You'll have to make a survival check with a plus 10 bonus.
Does the fucking mosquito tell him?
I don't think I want to.
Mosquito will point the direction with its stinger.
Okay, I want to know which way that they're going, but I'm not going to.
Deeper
go.
In.
It's a proboscis.
Like, proboscis? Yeah. They're proboscis guidant. You're guided by proboscis.
I don't want to go deeper in these mines.
Well, we're not going to share any part of this conversation happening?
No. You can hear all the parts where Bot is talking to it.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I know exactly what we want, but I just don't know because he's not sharing.
Where he says, oh, I don't want to go deeper in these mines, and then Arden and Sam are both like, yes, we do.
22 survival check.
With the plus 10 from the mosquito?
Oh, yeah, okay, so 32 then.
You will be able to avoid these large...
Really? I'm just asking directions.
Oh, it's not going to draw you a map, it's like pointing. It doesn't know what a map is.
It wants us to go deeper in the mines. Apparently there's locusts in there. That eat you from the inside out, outside in, somehow.
We're supposed to find locusts?
That sounds like an umbra.
That sounds like that thing from...
Why would an umbra be eating flies and mosquitoes?
No. Flesh. Oh, what?
It sounds like the thing outside the other spire, the guy that had the bugs living in him.
Oh, it's true. It could be that, too. But either way, it kind of sounds like our ticket...
So,
well, we gotta go get deeper to figure it out, so.
I mean, it's either that or we just find a nice cozy corner in this cave, wait for the sandstorm to be over, and then maybe still be alive.
Just a quick question, Mr. Mosquito. What other friends are there?
They're like me.
Like you. Friends like you. Okay, anything else?
There's a walking rock.
A walking rock. Okay, that sounds...
Like a spire golem.
Oh, okay. That sounds more like... Okay.
They squish bug. Final hiding place in their cave.
All right. Final hiding place in their cave.
They kill the swarms.
Oh. So...
But Rockman, let's...
Yeah, let's go. Okay. That sounds... Yeah, that sounds accurate. All right. Lead the way.
It points. It does not leave your warm hands. Your warm paws.
You don't want to let go. You don't want to let go.
I am not letting go. Okay. I'm just holding it and walking towards it, where it's pointing.
Sure your blood isn't tasty?
Arden, is my blood tasty?
Has Arden had some of your blood?
I don't think so.
Well, we experimented a little bit. It really wasn't my thing. But no, I do not find your blood tasty. Nor do I find anybody's blood tasty. In fact, I think it's rather revolting. It makes me nauseous consuming the blood of another creature.
Hey, please make a diplomacy check.
No, now I have to translate it to Bug and tell him all.
Sam taps his chin. He's like, so you have gotten sick from the consumption of other people's blood before?
Oh my god. Get in a plane crash in the mountains of Peru once. Oh, 15.
Why are you kidding? Oh my god.
I don't know. I only do it good when it doesn't matter for some reason.
It turns to you.
He says,
with the look if they haven't had good blood before.
He says it's the worst. Mine's the worst for sure.
Everything is up from bottom from there. Looks around at everybody.
That circle right there, though.
So I wonder what Baron's blood is like, since it's like umbrified.
Actually, I guess half the party might not really.
Have blood.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Interesting. Okay.
Smart mosquito.
So, it's going to lead you, with that survival check, you'll be able to get through these caves and caverns. Does anyone have rope?
I have shards of rope.
Can they be tied together?
Is shard a word for rope? Is it frozen?
I have some chain.
How long?
That might be.
However long it was to wrap around the bugle and tie to the rock.
Yes.
Fair.
We have
rope.
We have Theron's noodly arms.
I have rope.
And is rope, when needed.
Theron, please make a control shape check.
Come, grapple hook.
I have rope.
Oh, okay, rope. Like, literal rope. Okay. I was, like, imagining Theron, like putting their claws on the edge of, like, a shaft that goes down and just coming up and down like an elevator.
Well, first of all, Theron is going to make a nice little club right when Bada was saying, well, there's Theron there, like, to the mosquito, because I'm only hearing one side of this conversation. That's a 28.
You make a big, fat club with spikes.
Mm, yeah, okay, maybe Theron's not a good choice. I save the mosquito.
Okay.
Theron, alpha bug.
Well, Theron doesn't understand. You wouldn't tell her that she's the alpha bug, would you?
No, we'll never hear the end of it. So
just for context, what are the things we see that we avoid?
So, these caverns are very much an old mine system. There's multiple spots where you pass by a cage and then there's like this little moth in it and it's like turned over upside down and dried out. It looks like at different points, oxygen was an issue.
Or toxic gas.
Fortunately, your mosquito friend knows how to avoid those. So when you get close to those kind of paths, they steer you away.
A weird shimmer in the air.
Yeah, they're like, direct you away. And then you get to this really expansive. This is like a dome. Like if you've ever been to like a sports stadium, it's like 4 football fields large inside. And there's jagged, almost perfect crystals jetting out of the ceilings, the walls, the floor. And there are thousands of silhouettes being cast all over the place. The gems themselves are providing light. And there's also at the top the heads of many luminescent fungi casting an eerie light over the whole place. The buzzing you're hearing, the closer you get, the more familiar it is. These bugs can turn people into clothing.
How did we... What?
It's the fucking bugs.
Oh, not like I get stung by one and I turn into a shirt.
No.
They can wear you like clothing, not they can turn you into clothing.
They turn you into their fursuit, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The ones from the skin bag, dude. Skin flesh.
That's
our flesh balloon friend.
Yes.
What is my clubs?
Oh, it is both piercing and blunt at the same time. That'll be one of your attacks. With your claw.
Claw. Oh, it's claw.
It'd be claw for attacks and stuff. Yep. All right. And there's a lot of buzzing in here. It is hard to hear the closer you get. And these are absolutely the bugs that do try to, you know, turn you into their suit.
Yeah. But
Mosquito friend's like, I will... Oh, please don't take me in there unless I get to go with you guys.
But it's guiding us through it, like, those spots to hide.
Yeah, it's just pointing with its pirouette.
Yeah, let's not go in there. Where are the stone friend, the other one?
Then you ask where the stone friend is, they point to the very bottom, and there's this... Make a spot check.
Blind. Oh, I'm not blind.
This room is full of light.
Yeah, it is, apparently.
And scattering shadows that are probably creepy as fuck.
19?
You'll be able to see the staircase, and it has heaps of locusts just kind of dead and sitting in piles around
it. It's like a roiling mass.
I wouldn't say roiling mass. The ones that are merely around it are all dead. Hmm. Kind of like an effigy for the other ones. Hmm. Outside of that, there is the impression that if any of these shadows all figured out you were here, there would be a roiling mass all over your bodies.
So down the stairs we go?
Well,
what?
How many of these insects are in the room?
Probably thousands.
What's down there that we're going to get?
Well, the staircase, so presumably our entrance.
Oh.
I mean, it's a mine shaft, and this is a gallery of bizarre crystals and markedly strong enemies, so I would say this would be our front door.
To give you an impression, you have been walking and getting through this place for about 2 hours now.
Actually, Munis.
Yes. What's that? This body isn't used to this.
Yes.
I'm winded. Can we rest here for a while?
Well, since I've got 50 charges of it, taps him with the Staff of Healing and hits him with the Lesser Restoration.
I feel refreshed.
Oh, because he was standing in the sandstorm, so he got fatigued.
He was being dumb.
He forgot how to be alive.
Is this the entrance?
I presume it is.
What does Moonsea think?
Moonsy thinks that these bugs look delicious, and that that is the entrance.
Is there some sort of way of dealing with the bugs around there?
Sneak past them.
Okay, and how about the door itself?
It's open.
It's open?
Figuratively.
Sam crosses his arms real tight.
No. Figuratively.
Yes, you'll see what I mean when you get down there.
No, explain it.
You gonna boink me with your spear?
Harden?
No, really. Inside
voice while in the cave full of deadly bugs.
Actually, this would be a phenomenal place for sonic damage.
I know.
I'm just preserving the spells.
Sam taps Harden's foot with the spear, just like so that he's technically touching it.
I know, I'm suddenly compelled to tell you all of my deep, dark secrets.
It's like the lasso of truth. If we have to sneak down there, and when we inevitably fail to sneak down there, we may need to know how to open the door quickly instead of we'll figure it out when we get down there.
The door is open. The ability to go past that first room isn't necessarily open. It's up to the golem.
Oh, so we force the golem to let us in.
You could take away its free will.
You could ask the golem to let us in.
Oh, when we're sneaking silently?
Yeah.
How does one attain authorization to go past the...
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Didn't you say we needed you to get in and that we would need everything that you provided and, like, all of these lies that you were spouting from the get-go?
What was that? Like a forced prerogative to perhaps preserve the well-being of the dragons here, which would otherwise be destroyed if we don't get in there and save it.
Which means it's better to talk to the golem first.
And how does one do that without alerting the masses?
Well, first you get down the stairs, then you go down a bit farther, and then you talk to it.
Ah, I see.
Oh, so we never actually saw a golem.
No,
we just saw the stairs.
You've been told it's down there.
Oh, okay.
So we don't actually see a golem.
Okay. Well, does anybody have any bright ideas for getting down there quietly?
I can make us look like rocks.
All right.
And we just fall down into the pit.
I'm listening.
I could survive a tumble check.
Actually.
Darren.
That's kind of amazing.
Bada.
Yeah?
Can you ask our friend if these things are very smart?
What's smart?
It's like asking an idiot if his friend's an idiot.
Hey, Mr. Mosquito. What's your name?
What's a name?
Oh, don't. I only ask that to things with intelligence.
He's smart.
They buzz their wings twice.
There's a legend passed down by our elders of a great Gordon.
They just buzz their wings twice, is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right, twice. So
they have some kind of distinction in their swarm of how they buzz their wings.
His name is Buzz Buzz.
Or just Buzz.
With two Z's.
Double B. I'm going to call you Double B.
Double B.
Yes.
Would it be easier to say BB?
BB! Yeah!
BB.
Hey, BB.
Oh, now it's weird. It's weird. BB.
Zaz is like, I vote for BB.
Okay, BB it is. Okay. Do you know if the bugs out here are, like, sleeping or are they smart?
Survival check from the thing. They hungry.
Oh, boy, they're hungry.
So am I.
Yeah, but, okay, what you eat's a lot less worrisome than what they eat.
It's like looking around in the spell book.
Arden's looking at Sam weirdly.
Oh, I was just thinking we might be able to perhaps create an illusion.
This is like a huge room, right?
Yeah, it's
it's like four football fields of crystals.
So that's like 200 feet just to the stairs.
Yeah.
And like the whole section, like he's covered with these things, like the whole ceiling and floor and everything?
Well, they're swarming all over the place. It's always moving like a sea of water displacing itself.
Okay, so they're not everywhere.
I suggested it was...
There's some practically everywhere.
Okay. Hey, Bada, ask BB if he'll just go in there and get all their attention. It's Skeeto looks around at all the gassed faces.
Okay,
we kill
now
mosquitoes all the time.
Yes, and that's why it will die instantaneously and not give us any time.
I just don't think questioning it.
I think we
do. Maybe you should really bite Theron first, just so you know.
We do have to deal with it at some point.
Well,
as I said at the beginning of this, there is no scenario where this bug does not die.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
How do we get down there?
Could go the Walking Dead route.
Hey. Oh god, there's so much carcasses down here, aren't they?
Well, now, now that you're looking,
just
yes,
just rub ourselves with this.
Many, many peds down there.
Wait.
Dead ones.
So you're saying that these flying creatures can eat out a whole minipede?
Oh yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks for that mental image. You ever seen those videos of, like, rotten meat and there's, like, maggots in it?
We could continue that conversation. I can maybe do the only thing that has been suggested, which is go as rocks.
Well, I don't know. Any other suggestions?
We don't have to go as rocks.
Did we try controlling the golem like somebody suggested?
It's not in here.
It's down below further. It is out of range.
We are aware of it.
How do we know it's out of range?
We can't see it.
Does that make it out of range? Don't you have your little, like, silly talking rock that can do things?
The tablet.
Theron is pushed into the pit.
She's right, though. Is it on the tablet?
Is what on the tablet?
The golem.
Arden hands Sam the tablet.
Cool. What's on the tablet?
Danger. Spinny arrow.
No, there's no other part of the interface at all?
Not currently.
Sam pouts and just hands it back to Arden. So.
All right. Sounds like the best idea is...
not who they are.
Illusion ourselves as rocks.
Make our way in there. Make tumble checks down the hill.
Do we have to tumble?
We don't have to act like rocks if these things are stupid.
It's like, all right, so I could just cover us in an illusion, but that doesn't guarantee that we'll make it through.
I guess not. But I guess we don't have any other better ideas. I mean, I can think of a few things that'll distract them, but I don't know how long it'll take us to get through the door, because I'm sure that golem probably will not want to have a conversation when we get down there. Well, at least if we're bringing a swarm of insects with us.
We're getting the battle map now.
Making your decisions.
BB, there's no path down there that you know of, besides just being sneaky and small. Recordings.
Crawl, don't buzz.
Crawl and don't buzz. Okay, we can try that. Don't make any noise, I guess.
Erden does his best not to buzz.
Just, I assume BB means to just move silently.
Probably.
In the literal sense.
Yes. All right. Ready when you are, Sam. I'll go first. I'll go with BB.
Don't go yet. I'm deciding. Okay, so it will just be a silent image.
Silent image?
And Sam will attempt to replicate the ground with all the shadows skittering across that just kind of covers the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like camouflage, you know.
Okay. So you're not doing rolling rocks?
No.
No, we're going to quietly roll our way down there.
That was the disguise each person as a rock.
Yeah.
That's the whole different.
Okay. Everyone make hide and move silently checks. Muna seems to be really good at this for no good reason.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not going to end well.
Yeah, this is why I didn't want to do this.
I don't want to do this either.
You didn't have any?
We. What?
Don't have any other ideas.
We could just start launching sound bursts into the sky. But...
well, we're going to have to here in a minute.
Okay.
So that's a 10 on hide and 15 on silent.
Okay.
18 on hide, 10 on silent.
10 on hide and 13 on move silent.
What? You have vulgar amounts of dexterity. What'd you roll? Like twos and threes?
Sam's gonna do his move silent first, then probably.
No, that's fine. It's fine.
Then the hide.
I don't like it one bit.
The hide is 23.
All right. So the party makes their way down. You get about halfway. You haven't been detected yet. You get three quarters of the way. You haven't been detected yet. They're swarming all around. It feels like they're getting closer and closer to you.
No!
And then they start to descend.
How far from the stairs?
Like a sea of piranha. If you make a mad dash, you might get there, but you're going to have to clear the enormous piles of locust casings.
Okay. Question.
Mm.
How big is the hole for the stairs that go down?
Oh, it's like 20 feet across.
Perfect. We just got to get down there first.
What does the 20 feet have to do with anything?
AoE spells?
Yes. Oh. So just make a run for it? Well, we're rocks, you know?
Well, Zaz is jumping ahead, and they're going to do a tumble and a jump. And they go straight down the hole. Whoop! Completely miss the stairs. Munis is running ahead, and they leap down the hole and cast a small little spell.
Don't see what it does exactly. And they float on down.
Oh, yeah, Munis. Asshole probably have, like, silence or something useful like that.
Yeah. Is it just a tumble and a what?
Tumble and a jump, if you want to run in.
Okay. Are these bug carcasses light?
On their own, yes, but there's a lot of them. So it's kind of like trying to run through a ball pit.
A organic ball pit.
Yes, that changes its density because crushing.
Can I make something along the lines of a like shovel or snow plow to get through these bugs?
Maybe a scythe?
Could it be big enough.
How old are these corpses?
Hold on.
Varied? Varied.
Don't tangent in the middle of like a conversation.
So it'll be a control shape check. And then you'll find out.
Well, it's like, if the pile's too big and I can't do it, I gotta judge that.
So a battering ram kind of situation might work better than trying to shovel them.
She's plow.
Plow.
Okay. It's probably like a strength check, though.
Let's see what you get for your efforts.
Okay.
Did you get hot dog arms?
No, I don't think so. Still probably high enough. 16.
Just high enough to make you get front of your... You're imagining something to kind of, like, get through them?
Yes. And plus, I do have that charge, so, like, irregular terrain does not bother me.
Cool. What were you imagining?
I guess some sort of plow to, like, you know, parrot the way for everybody to get through.
Okay. As you're trying to do that, you're finding it to be difficult to get, like, your body while you're doing all this movement, and your head is going to enlarge and the rest of your body is going to become skinny like a twig, and your head will turn into a plow that you will go right through the couple piles of those bugs, scattering them all about.
Well, so Theron has achieved the circle, peak circle. She has actually just become a giant wedge.
I was going to say rhinoceros.
Is it successful to make it easier for everybody to get in this thing?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Because not everybody has a great jump check. Because that sounds like everybody's successing.
You may need to change your shape again if you're going to successfully get down that hole.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I do that right now?
Yep, go for it.
Yeah, it's a 24.
Okay, cool. And then the tumble and the jump?
Oh, we still got to jump in there?
Yeah, you've gotten there now. Now you got to do it.
Wait, tumble then jump?
Yeah, jump then tumble.
So
I just need the both of them together.
30 for tumble and 22 for jump.
With class.
So I have turned into Thomas the Tank Engine and then sloop back to circle form and just fall effortlessly through the hole. Hopefully making it easier for everybody else.
You'll also land safely.
Oh, yeah. I always do the superhero landing.
My tumble is the worst, so...
You're going to, like, go right past Munis is floating down.
Oh. 15 tumble. No!
But do you have to jump anymore?
Do I have to jump anymore?
Yeah.
12 jump.
All right, so you're running forward. All the bugs are flying everywhere. And then you get to bug socks as you're stomping down, getting like running through. And then you slide forward and just slip right off the edge of the hole. And you'll be able to land safely. And the bugs will explode because your slippers can't take it when you land.
Bug slippers.
All right, this is all very gross.
Okay.
They're dry.
I'm down there.
I guess Sam's last.
I haven't gotten yet.
Oh.
Yes, which one of you next?
I have a sort of kind of idea, so go for it.
Oh, well, I guess if the way is clear. So what is the tumble check for?
The tumble check is to safely land.
Oh, okay. And the jump check is to jump in the hole.
Jump in the hole and evade the...
bugs.
The bugs as best you can.
Yeah, okay. Arden is going to make a break for it and swap his spell starting ring for his soulfall ring.
As a free action.
Okay.
And I guess make a flying leap for it. Hopefully with not any actual flight.
Nope. What'd you get?
One. Not a natural one.
Oh.
But my jump is one.
All right. So you're going to be around long enough along with Sam to see the thing that Munis did. And depending on how you feel about this, what they've done is they delay summoned a monster and it lets out a bellowing roar, attracting the attention of the swarm above.
Like an actual monster?
It looks like some kind of four-headed serpent monster.
A hydra?
Might be a little generous to call it a hydra, but that's the general kind of vibe.
Oh, well, like, it's ID'd, it doesn't matter that
It doesn't much. Have, like, scales, it's got, like, leathery skin, and...
It's a basilisk.
Why didn't he do that from the get-go?
He kind of did.
Oh.
So, I want it to be clear that Sam is still maintaining the illusion around the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
So covering it with, like, debris, and making it look fake. Or, like, there's nothing believable. There. Making it look like there's nothing there anymore.
Okay. So, your jump becomes like a little skip. Like, you almost pulled a muscle.
I didn't do my stretches.
If you'd like to, you can continue down the stairs.
Yes.
Do you want to walk down the stairs?
Why would I... I'm not safe. Why would I slow down?
Okay. He just lifts up his little skirt and goes...
Oh my gosh.
So, does Sam need to do the whole jump tumble thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you want to walk slowly down the stairs.
I don't know about slowly, but not like throwing off the edge kind of deal. Like, it's a little dangerous. Okay, jump of...
Sam is a flying monkey today.
We weren't doing weight limit thing, right?
No.
Weight penalties? Okay.
Only if it's, like, severe.
14. Oh, and a tumble. A tumble. I don't have tumble. A tumble of 19.
You're going to land safely, right next to Theron and Zaz.
Would that be dexterity?
Yes.
Oh, okay, 23.
All right, very safely. With style.
But
and bottle will land behind all of you.
But looks up with the fake illusion covering like the stair hole and makes it like, are any of them falling down?
No, but there is the screaming of a giant four-headed creature getting consumed by the locust.
So Sam holds his finger up to his lips and looks at everybody like, but does not make the sound.
Munis lands, immediately starts going towards what looks like an open archway.
Follow.
Yeah, it's great for the podcast.
And on turning the corner, it's Moonsea, I'm home.
He's yelling it?
Down the hallway.
Well, the monster is already making a racket anyway, so.
Okay, let's go.
Sam sighs and shrugs and just. Let's fucking go.
Arden swaps my rings back.
And still maintains the illusion until it's out of range.
Very nice.
Balrog.
Don't worry about it.
Balrogs worry me.
So, the party will be coming down. Yes?
I'll assume my club is gone because I turned into a train and.
Cover fee was too much.
You only have so much biomass. When you're coming down this hallway, there's a lot of carved stone murals, essentially. A little bit worn down, but they're there. And as you come around the corner, there's a bunch of rubble on the far end of the hall, and then a archway open to your on your right, approaching that. Everyone, please make a spot check.
Everyone inhales, exasperated. 16.
11.
Theron was just looking for pictures of herself on the thing, so she rolled a 4.
Are there any pictures of me? I'm this ancient mural.
Yeah. No, this one's not good looking enough.
Zaz is going to see a shiny rock in the rubble and charge toward it.
Do any of us see a shiny rock in the rubble?
18 or higher.
So no.
I heard there was a 16.
That's not 18 or higher.
But it made me hopeful.
actually, I was using an Inspire Cup.
Well, they dive in and pop out of that pile with a big gem.
Just a massive...
Also, there's a big stone guy in that room.
Now we see it.
If you approach that room, there's a big spire golem in there. They are a much darker golem. They're not see-through. They're like inky black, like staring into a black hole. It's almost like space folds in where they stand.
That's a death golem.
Distortions.
It's probably fine.
Yeah. If that's what you're attracted to, I won't judge.
So it's like a kaleidoscope golem?
Bit, yeah. Who would like to take a peek over there?
Perhaps the person who's been down here a million times?
Well, yeah, they are, you know, doing their thing.
Is it safe to let them roam around freely?
What, do you want to put them on a leash?
Sam shrugs with a kind of smirk.
And I peek over Muse's shoulder.
You see the golem standing there.
Okay.
The only light in the whole creature seems to be two beady eyes, glowing like almost dead stars.
Oh, that's fine.
What's in there, Bada?
Two stars.
Oh, okay, he just walks out.
What are we supposed to do with two stars?
God. Theron, leave the thing to someone else, please.
Jeez, rude.
I see two beady eyes staring back at me. Hello?
Could perhaps the person who knows how to...
Oh, me.
Yes. Eunice.
Usually there would be some kind of password given for me to enter or leave, and I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Perhaps we could override that.
Perhaps. And Sam does like a really dramatic like chin rub, staring at Arkin, and walks out in front of the golem alone and looks at it.
Whoa, just going right in there, okay.
Oh, that's where the GM put me.
Okay. Do you want to be that close? Or?
I was going to be like in front of the doorway.
We're just hiding in the doorway.
Like, knock, knock, who's there?
I'm going to try to make a club since we're looking at these bad rolls. Can I get a six? Can I get a club for 16?
Yes.
Okay.
No spikes.
Can I roll again?
Oh, my God.
With enough time, yes.
Who cares?
Sam will whisper to Bada as he goes by. It's like, please figure out what Zoss is doing.
You need to figure out what Sauce is doing. Sauce is over there.
How big is this gemstone?
Oh, it's about the size of a football.
So it's fucking huge.
Yep, it has a big crack in it, too.
But does turn to the golem and like, holds up the spear kind of a little awkwardly. And is like, greetings, guardian.
Greetings, temporary administrator.
Temporary.
Sam smiles, actually.
Did like, Bada say that?
Yes. Hey.
So it's like, oh, okay. We seek passage into the facility.
State your purpose.
No, Sam throws his eyes like, we have a meeting with Jade.
In 400 years.
We like to be here early.
Did you just tell them that we're 400 years early?
Yeah. No, not even that. We don't want to keep them waiting.
Sam mutters under his breath, like, how would Arden say this?
Open the door now.
We're just being punctual.
Look, bitch. Yeah.
he says that would be a little hard, as we typically only live to about 80.
That's generous.
I guess for medieval times, it's closer to like 40, but about 80. And secondly, we request an immediate expedition? Expeditement?
You do appear to be an expedition.
Okay, yes, true. Sam like looks behind. I was like, a golem with a sense of humor. Or I guess we would call it a guardian.
Do you need assistance, Sam?
Sam turns away from Arden. It's like, is there any way to have that meeting now?
She's not interested. I'm pretty sure she's too afraid.
Does the golem say anything?
Present reasoning.
We were in town.
We happen to be in the neighborhood, and we're mortal, so...
I did just say that already. Like, yeah. I'm kind of mortal, kind of need this to happen too. We have a broken tier that needs to be repaired.
Very well.
Can I roll again for my club?
Yes.
Everyone else is like looking past the doors like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Well, I'm just like, God.
Yeah. What'd you get?
I got a 21 this time.
You get spikes.
I'm excited.
Who are these other mortals?
We are all one repair crew. We retrieve this tier.
Are you connected to the network?
Answer unintelligible.
We are the repair crew designated by Sally of the Tempest Spire located in the region of Bismatum, far to the north. We were tasked with retrieving this dragon's tier and bringing it here to the Locust to get repaired, as it is critically injured.
You possess two tiers requiring repair. Access will be allowed.
Who? Everyone turns and looks at Zoss. Didn't you say that one was pink?
No.
I don't know. It is now.
Okay, I guess it is now. For whatever reason, I legitimately thought he said it was a big pink gem. And I was like, oh, I thought it was the key.
Flowy? Fuck no. Put that thing down, Zoss.
So the guardian closes its eyes, the lights go out, and it opens them again, and its body begins to change shape into that of a large circular ring, and the lights become one, and a gate is formed.
Is this Elven Beast?
I haven't played through the game, so I don't know.
Okay.
No, this is a trap I've encountered before, but I won't state that trap until we pass through it, because I'm not giving you my ideas.
Welcome thee who walks on light.
Hey, I recognize that.
As do I. Shall we?
I guess I'll go first, Sam says, just kind of holding his spear out in hopes it prevents any unwanted injury.
As you hold the spear out and it begins to enter the gate, a bubble of energy forms at its tip, expands, and explodes into the space. The walls become alight with imagery and sound. People screaming. Large cities burning. Buildings of rock melting. And the stars above are on fire. And Sam, you hear a familiar song. Some might call it the Administrator song.
Actually, everybody who heard the song usually calls it the song, because the only people that knew that song are dead.
Okay, Sam will stop briefly and kind of just look at, back at his companions. They're like, are we okay? What's happening?
Do we all see this?
Yep.
Is this just illusory, or is this actual danger?
Seems, make a will save.
All of us are just...
You
the one that expressed disbelief.
I wasn't expressing disbelief, I asked a question. It's 16.
It appears to be something being shown to you. Illusionary or not.
Do we notice any people or locations?
Knowledge geography.
Is that something all of us can do?
Yep.
Okay.
If you feel so inclined.
You, because I know. Well,
16.
I apparently do not know geography.
What is that?
22.
17.
Based on 17? Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone who got 16 or higher? It's a good day. There is no Karasa in the sky when you look up at the burning heavens. There is, however, its sister, and based on where they're positioned and where the stars are, you are near Atlas. And there are people running about in the distance, and their bodies begin to particulate, or rather break down. And when they break down, they condense into a glowing sphere that shoots off into the heavens, becoming a star.
I see my afterlife religion is a little more accurate now. I'm getting validation.
But we're not seeing any locations or anything that would seem familiar.
The global positioning of where you are is familiar, but the place itself is not. It's like a whole other world.
Wow.
The situation isn't necessarily accurate, but it does corroborate the belief that our ancestors exist in the stars. It is a gruesome cataclysm, and I will just assume that this is some sort of warning about what will happen if we fail.
But it is fake.
An illusion, yes.
It's not.
Okay.
The projection is not real. What it's projecting might or might not be real.
Sam pushes forward and walks on the light.
All right.
Sauce.
Arden follows behind.
As you pass through the portal, your body takes on an ethereal state.
We see our skeletons.
Yeah.
Gross.
Just sees his own reflection. Oh, gross.
As you pass through, there's this hallway of brilliant light, and it pulls at you. Like you feel like gravity is trying to tug you in different directions. Please make will saves.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
This is the one I fail again.
24.
Okay. 21.
Same guy, 24, too.
14.
Whoa!
Theron was so concerned with her mace arm.
Yeah, she just comes back and all that's there is just the mace arm.
I control shape to get out of whatever you're going to do to me.
Having your molecules scrambled.
Please make a control shape check.
That would be 24.
So Theron's body warps and whips around at the walls and seems like the walls want to siphon you off as energy.
Did she just go flubber?
She went flubber all over the place.
Flubber?
That's a movie.
Yeah, I know. It's a movie.
So to make it a little more, she became essentially ooze whipped around in a blender all over the place.
Pull out my bucket.
This isn't the first time. Is it nice or is it like Cronenberg level of like teeth and eyes being, you know, pulled?
Fortunately, because you're spectral, you don't have to worry as much about that.
Okay.
And you did well enough to where you don't have to worry about that as much, but there might be multiple Theron faces smacked against different walls. So your vision is going to be funky.
Is she like talking from all of them at once?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's already talking in her ear. Now she's talking to him.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mina's walking behind all of you with their neck stretched out an extra 5 feet in the air. I'm doing fine.
This is fine.
Come on, Saz.
Saz is waving at you from the other end. Come on! And jumps through.
He's already in there?
He ran past all of us.
Oh, apparently. They rolled real good.
At some point.
Unless we're asking, where is Zoss every second? Where's Zoss? Okay. Doesn't actually. Where's Zoss?
He has a quantum superposition.
I feel like a real parent now. It's like, where is he?
Where's that little shit? What's he getting into now?
Yeah. Should have bought a leash like 2 years ago.
Sam steps through the other end.
Your whole body compresses down to your normal material plane self. You feel just a little bit tired for a moment.
Molecular compression.
Everyone else is going on through?
Yeah.
You have the most visceral experience there, and as you walk through and you're put back in your normal shape, please make a control shape check.
Again?
Yes.
It's like ride checks now. You just replaced one with the other.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we're doing better on these than the ride checks.
20.
It takes you a moment, but as you come through and your body, like, jiggles itself back into shape, you feel a bit of drooping in your face.
Like I've had a stroke?
No, like your collagen is wearing off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like you're a wax statue that's been in the sun for 10 minutes. Hot California sun.
Theron, you got a...
You got jowls now.
I've got jowls.
Your ears. They're not as rigid as they were.
Kind of drooling a little bit there. Here.
That's not drool. That's my cheek.
Oh.
Let's... Oh, yeah, actually, Arden gingerly taps it there on the forehead and hits her with a lesser restoration.
You feel rejuvenated.
I'm not hurt, but okay.
Restoration
energy drink stick.
Afflictions.
Yes.
Not injuries.
Energy drink stick.
But does it fix her face?
It helps her fix her face faster.
If I push my face back,
it'll stay now. This time now. It'll stay now.
Okay.
Just put your hands on your cheeks and be like, lift them up a little.
Yeah, I just keep my hands on my face.
Okay, so...
Including your spiked mace?
I keep my hand.
Spike yourself on the face.
Oh, damn it. I do that every time.
It's like, ooh, gonna swipe, wipe this sweat off my brow. Stab.
Bleeding head injury. So, are we safely through the portal?
You are safely through the portal and in a chamber with three doors. Well, three archways. And each of them have a shimmering field of scintillating colors. The gem that Zaz is carrying projects into the center of the room you're in a image of a kindly older ferret.
Oh,
George! Wait,
you weren't even there for that conversation.
Oh. Just George out of nowhere. You know this guy. Pirate days.
No, Theron didn't say that. She was busy keeping her mouth shut with her paw.
Changed his name to...
It was from Harry to Horace.
Yeah.
Harris
to Horace. That's right.
So this is Morris.
Morris. Yeah. Morris?
Yes, is that you, dear?
I am... I've just been married to a dead rock. Your brother...
Please remember to guide them.
What? Your brother's in a safe place. They aren't lost anymore.
The processes we've maintained in the locus for you, you will be on your own.
What?
This is from the team. We wish you the best of luck and that someday we'll see you again. I will miss you, my dear, but I am needed above.
Sam waves his arm in front of the...
No recognition.
Oh, it's a recording.
What's a recording?
I didn't say that.
It's a record. Jeez, what's come on. Can't take notes.
Their future will be in your hands. In the worst case, if the spires do give out, we will descend and the world will be wiped clean once again. And we'll start over from there. The locus will protect you from such an eventuality. We hope it doesn't come to that. I'm going to miss you for so many years. But these processes should give us long lives. And then they begin humming a familiar tune and fade out.
Arden puts his hand to the cracked dragon's tear. Other cracked dragon's tear.
You feel immense pain. when you touch it.
But there is something in there.
Something. It feels far more fragmented than other tears you've come in contact with, dangerously so.
Okay, well, I guess we have two people in need of repair.
Well, yeah, the golem said that.
It was a shiny rock in a pile of junk. So where do we go from here, Munis?
Left. They begin walking left, right into the field, and they get bumped right out of it and thrown on their ass.
Did you forget something?
Please unlock the path, dearest Sam.
Please never call me that again.
They smile and they take note of that.
And no to call you dearest Sam every other time.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Sam walks forward, kind of waves the spear around. It doesn't do anything, right? It
doesn't do anything.
But then kind of bonks it.
It turns off.
Taps it?
Yeah. Okay. It has that ripple like water and then fades out.
So that was just like super awkward. You're like, swing it.
Yeah.
Tap it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what you're doing.
Because we don't know what a
yeah.
remote control is, yeah.
Holding the spear and speaking words seemed to work.
He did it. It worked, whatever he did.
Sorry, not as eloquent and refined as our dear Arden Renshaw.
Or you weren't paying attention when I did it right next to you.
Well, that only half worked.
Yeah. I feel like I watched something not intended for me.
Me too.
No, but we know exactly who it was for.
Is this what it's like when we walk in on you and Arden?
Continuing on.
It's fine.
Are you still just like...
Yes. Holding this mosquito? I assume I haven't let go.
The mosquito's looking up at you like... The vibe you get is, I'm in so far over my head, please don't let me die. I love you. You're the only thing in the world that matters to me. I will die for you.
Oh my God.
Please don't make me die.
Your moth and your mosquito are going to be forbidden lovers.
I follow Munis.
Munis gets up, follows Sam. Yeah, just that way. That's where the crystals get grown.
Is that where we can get them repaired?
Should be.
Okay.
So you're going to go down a hall and turn a corner. And all of this is, of course, has mosaics and other memories held in time.
Places familiar from the hallway?
Yeah. Inside of this chamber, there are walls that are transparent. It seems like this chamber is surrounded by a crystal cavern filled with water.
So we're not on the moon.
No, not on the moon.
Good.
Feel free to place yourselves in that room as you see fit.
Yes, that room.
What is in the room?
Ah, crystals jutting out of the floor.
That's it?
And four podiums. Or rather, not podiums.
Pedestals?
Four pedestals.
Anything on the pedestals?
Currently, no.
Therian is immensely disappointed. Because you wanted to knock something off a pedestal.
Oh,
no, God.
Well, Arden will approach the nearest pedestal, wherever that is.
Sam is, like, fascinated by this crystal wall that he can see through.
Oh, all your little rebel markers disappeared.
Yeah, I think I'll use those.
Please, please pretend that this wad of gum wrapper is, in fact, an ornate pedestal with ancient carvings.
Yeah, that's how it'd be sometimes.
That is a beginner's D&D, where you spend $4 on your first kit.
All right, and then these are the dragon's tears that are damaged.
Why are we leaving them back there?
They're for you to place on whichever ones you want to.
Oh, God, is this a puzzle?
Oh, they're for... Okay.
Zaz is going to walk over to the other one close to the door, as it requires the least walking, and place it there. When placed on the pedestals, the dragon's tears begin to float, and veins of crystal come up out of the stone and latch onto the gems. The veins cover the gem in a protective layer as it begins to repair the crystal. It does look like it's slow going.
Is there anything in the water?
Spot check.
Don't drink it.
It's on the other side of a big crystal. Regret.
What?
A spot of 21.
Oh.
Why is that regret?
Doom.
Oh.
Why is there chimera at the bottom of the ocean?
Know this is the ocean, but...
What you see is an enormous, writhing, insectoid snake. More like a manipede with fins. staring at you.
And you know what? My honest reaction to this is at least it's not a damn spider.
With spider leg.
This is actually a hybrid manipede water spider.
Yeah.
So we're seeing the dragon series being repaired by these pedestals?
Yes.
Is it?
They're visually being repaired by anyone who looks in the room.
So like the crystals are like...
Yeah, like they cover it in a protective layer, and then they do the busy work inside.
I'm going to go in and... I'm going to put my whisper stone on one of the pedestals.
Oh.
What?
So, when you put the whisper stone on the pedestal, left or right?
Left.
All right.
Away from the thing.
It floats, and the veins come up, and then they create a large shell around it.
You're about to become a daddy.
Whoa. And it appears they're trying to recreate the original dragon's tear that shard came from out of the shard.
Whoa, okay. Holy heck, okay. It's going to be a little while.
The locust can repair all the spires.
Yeah.
And yet it was not occurring.
Why not?
Because Jade wants us to burn.
Darn Jade.
Is that in character conversation?
Oh. Yeah, it could be.
It could be. I assumed it was.
I was like, it's this easy. Why haven't we been doing this the whole time?
Munus walks over to another one and pulls out a gem and puts it there. Watches. Floats. But it doesn't get any treatment.
A gem? Like...
I took this from the rich lady's house I got this outfit from.
Oh, it's just a regular gem.
I wanted to see if it would be different.
Oh, I see.
Just like a ruby or something?
Yeah, it's like some kind of valuable cracked diamond or something. Yeah, I'll leave it there.
Sam's backing away from the glass crystal.
Well, we have so many of these back in Vispatoon that we could easily replenish like practically every...
You could probably even have backups.
Yeah. We have backups, basically.
Yeah, in fact, the entirety of Bismutum could restore the entire, well, at least power-wise. I know some spires are completely destroyed, but anything that could be prepared, then.
Wait, Munus is going to interrupt. You believe that these are powering the spires?
Well, I report spire did was not powered until we put one back. And the spire that we took you from was not powered until you put yours in.
Think of it like the brain of a creature.
And do creatures function without brains?
They don't, but they do need to take in energy from their environment.
Yes, I have seen just how deep the Well of Souls is, and Bada has explained that they collect the souls of the dead in order to function.
Yes. The energy comes from the dragon.
Yes.
The planet.
So it's draining the planet?
That's why areas around the spires are almost always more plentiful with life.
What are the souls for?
The thinking.
Okay.
Huh.
Well,
So the spires are just big, gigantic, empty golems without their tears?
Basically.
A little rudimentary, but I suppose that's an accurate analogy.
I just assumed you knew that.
Well, you'll forgive us if we didn't have time to study it too closely with all the danger and treachery and the calamity of the world ending.
You're all more interesting when I observe you directly.
He likes to watch.
I am unfortunately aware. Oh, no.
Well, if we just keep bringing shards here, we could reverse what's going on. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Eunice. Okay.
That's sense of motive.
Yeah. Okay, sense
that,
motive.
Do we need to sense motive? Because he's obviously not telling us the whole thing.
Go ahead and sense motive to try and get what they're getting at. You're suspicious, but that's valid.
Well, I have my... Sam has his own suspicions, but Sam also rolled a 24.
Part of what they said earlier was it used the people, so for one of these to work, they require a large number of people.
That's what... Sam was thinking. It's like,
yeah, you're right. That's exactly what
Sam is like. So, what happens if we have a stone but no souls in it?
It floats.
It explodes.
It floats.
Oh,
it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. if the souls are what actually make it think, then without any thoughts to think, then it will just do nothing.
It's why I needed to do what I did earlier in the year.
So then what's the Whisper Stone gonna do?
Whisper Stones are the ability to communicate, or maybe they could house a few, and then we cut. Woohoo! I've been holding on to that forever!
The Curse of Kurasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by Dejarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our game master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by Dejarum's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.